It's 6 o'clock, Monday, August 17th, 2026. And this is the regular Petersburg Borough Assembly meeting. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Lynn.
Here.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor.
Here.
Member Martin.
Yes, here.
Member Meachy.
Here.
Member Newman.
Here.
Member Schwartz.
Excused.
Member Valentine.
Here.
Okay, and with that, we have five members present in the assembly chambers. We have one on Zoom, and we have one member excused. And with that, we can move on to the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
We have tonight one set of minutes to approve, and those are the regular assembly meeting minutes of August 3rd, 2026. Do I have a motion to approve the regular assembly meeting minutes of August 3rd, 2026?
I move to approve the regular assembly meeting minutes from August 3rd, 2026.
Okay. Moved by Member Newman, and it was also seconded, I think, twice. With that, is there any changes? Okay, hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll on approval of the minutes?
Member Meachy.
Yes.
Member Newman.
Yes.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Member Martin.
Yes.
Mayor Lynn.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stan Gregor.
Yes.
Okay, and those minutes were approved 6 with none opposed. Moving on, do I have a motion to approve the meeting agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Member Newman, second by Member Valentine. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, would the clerk call the roll on approval of the meeting agenda as presented?
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Meachy?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stan Gregor?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Okay. And the meeting agenda is approved as presented. Tonight, there are no public hearings. There are no bid awards. And so I'm going to move on to persons to be heard related to tonight's agenda. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to talk to items on tonight's agenda? Okay. Is there anybody on Zoom?
No, there's no one.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to move on to persons to be heard unrelated to tonight's agenda. Is there anybody who would like to be heard in the audience or on Zoom that would like to be heard to items unrelated to tonight's agenda? Please come forward, state your name and who you represent, and you have 5 minutes.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Payne, and I'm speaking on behalf of Petersburg Parks and Recreation. And we would like to inform the public that thanks to many contractors, the fire marshal, and the staff, we will be opening the pools tomorrow for use.
Woo!
I know, a little round of applause. This includes the pools, the sauna, and the mezzanine. To be safe, we do have limits on these areas and patron use numbers. The pool and the sauna are limited to 40 patrons total between the areas, and the mezzanine is limited to 15 patrons. Please, no loitering in the lobby or the mezzanine areas. And while the Aquatic Center locker rooms are still closed, the locker rooms and the restrooms down on the gymnasium side are going to be available for changing. We have more information on these limitations on our Facebook post and around the facility. So anybody can go in and check them out or talk to the front desk staff, and we will be talking with KFSK tomorrow and hopefully the pilot as well. So again, we thank everybody for their patience during this project and for the school district and Viking Swim Club for their accommodations during the starts of their seasons. Both of the school and VSC have been really great to work with. So I am also here, unfortunately, to speak about the many instances I have heard about the amount of dog waste and unleashed dogs and bikes and scooters on the trail systems. City Creek Trail is for foot traffic only. Please, no bikes of any kind or scooters on this trail. There are many users that can be easily injured by bikes and scooters whizzing by them, and it has been happening a lot lately. So it's just a reminder about that, and unfortunately, I will be making yet another sign to go at the trailhead, which I hate to do, but it apparently needs to be done. And per Petersburg Municipal Code, as a pet owner, it is required to clean up after your dog in public areas as well as leash your dogs. Even though your dog is friendly, there are so many more reasons why it is not okay to have a dog run up on other dogs or trail users. So please be a responsible pet owner. Pick up your dog waste and waste bags because nobody else is coming along behind you to pick them up. And to leash your pets so that everyone can enjoy the trails without these hindrances. That's it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there any comments or questions from Member Valentine has a question.
Sir. Also, thank you, Steph.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, for heading all that. And then you've done a great job.
Thank you.
You weren't stressed at all.
No, not at all.
Just how long are the limits on for, just kind of until you guys feel comfortable that it's okay to like kind of go full capacity?
Well, we had a change in the plans, and hopefully that will change the limit on the pools in the sauna area. The contractors were going to be using half of our exit door, the pool deck door that goes out into the parking lot, but they have rearranged their plans and they no longer need that. So hopefully that'll allow us to have more patrons in that area so it doesn't bottleneck with people trying to leave if there's an emergency. So hopefully that'll be changed. If not, it is what it is. We're just happy to be able to be open.
But so this is based off the locker rooms still being finished?
Correct.
Okay.
And then
okay.
the mezzanine okay. is set at 15. It's actually higher, but it also includes staff. So with our typical staff numbers that's up there, we had to limit it to 15. And that's just because there's only one way in and one way out at the moment, and that's through those back doors along the outside of the facility. So that can really, really bottleneck if there's an emergency because those stairs that go down into the lobby area and the elevator are off use, off limits.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the presentation.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Is there anybody else that would like to talk to items unrelated to tonight's agenda? Please come forward, state your name and who you represent. Thank you.
Hello. I'm Scott Pilar. I'm the other half of 13 Marine with my son, Taylor. And, well, we were up here asking for more time. I mean, I don't like the idea that we have to move. I kind of took their word that we'd get to stay, keep our lease. None of that was on paper, unfortunately. Can't do anything about that. But we were told to leave by December. And we've got some pretty big jobs coming up that require the building. It's a fair amount of money. I don't know if I need to talk to those numbers on here, but it's a big loss to us. On top of the amount it's going to move the building. Has anybody here tore a 40 by 60 shop down and moved it and then been told you can come back and put it back up? Who does that? Come on, guys. But anyway, we'll do it. We'll move. But we're just asking for a little bit more time. If we can be out by May 1st, we can get through all our jobs. We can do our shrink wrap and in the building. We'll clean up the whole footprint for sure before the December time, but just leave just the building. We've talked to both contractors that might get the bid, and both are pretty positive. One's not sure because he hasn't really seen everything on it, but we would not be in their way. And granted, by May, they're probably not going to be hauling a ton of rock yet anyway to even start the process. But we don't even know when the bid goes out, do we? I mean, it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, the bid's not out yet.
Yeah. But anyway, that's really all I have. We're just asking for a little bit more time. We're finally acquiring jobs. This job is out of Juneau. It'll be our second one out of Juneau this year. Both big jobs. And that's what this town wants, us to bring in boat jobs from out of town. And we're slowly getting there. I feel the compassion of the Harbor Department is lacking, to be quite honest with you. You guys got our letter we sent you. I'm not going to read it over again, but that's all I have. So,
thank you for your testimony.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Is there anybody else who'd like to talk to items unrelated to tonight's agenda? Is there? Please come forward, state your name and who you represent.
Hi, I'm Kari Peterson and I represent myself. I just wanted to speak about the title. Well, there's two things I wanted to speak about. One is the title network, and I came tonight because I wanted to see what was going to happen regarding that. And I wanted to say thank you for passing the new borough ordinance regarding towers. I know it was contentious, and I know that people weren't happy with it, and I was so grateful that it actually did move forward, and I appreciate Marilyn. I don't remember exactly what you said, but like, it's not perfect, but we need to move forward, and I was so grateful for that. And so thank you for passing that, and I was really disappointed in the planning commission for having no second and no discussion and nothing for the council or for the assembly. And especially after there's so many people on that particular board with personal opinions about that. And so I was really unhappy about that. And because I have been following this, and I have been really disappointed as a community member that that Title Network in particular has been singled out as a company, and I feel like harassed by our community members, quite frankly. And no other company has had to deal with that from the Petersburg borough like that, and including AT&T and GCI and AP&T. And I feel pretty strongly about the native corporations in this state and their right to have to direct their own sources of income and desires to earn income. Because when those lands were given to the tribes, there was a timeline on them, and they had to log that land. Like, there was no other choice, or they would have lost that land. And now we're in a different era, and these tribal organizations have taken their own reins and gone their own way, and they're being led by tribal people, and they're diversifying their businesses to sustain and be able to keep that land. And I feel pretty strongly about the impact to the tribal community that we have had as a community in this particular issue. And whether people realize that they're doing that or not, that's not the issue. I just feel really strongly about that. And I know that I was really happy to see that the borough had agreed to sell that land to Title Network. And I do own property out close to where that tower is going up, and I have been in favor of that tower. And I still am in favor of that tower. And I'm in favor of the tower up here by the fire department too. And I just wanted to say that. And it was helpful tonight to come here and understand why you're sending it back to them, because I also wasn't a big fan of that, but I do understand why you're doing it. And the second thing I just wanted to say was, I know in the past when the post office has gotten a little out of control, you have written a letter from the assembly to our state, our federal representatives. And I would really like it if the assembly or the borough could figure out what is going on with the post office. because we're coming up on election season and I'm hearing all kinds of snippets around town, like it's this, it's somebody's personality, it's that, it's one thing or the other. But I also don't like that we're coming up on election season and there's also been a lot of talk about mail-in ballots and the postal system. And so I would, as a member of this community, I would really like the assembly to please find out what is going on with the post office and be able to put that information out there to the community, because in the meantime, there's a lot of possibly misinformation and other things flying around about the post office. And if you haven't been up there in a while, I mean, the line is now through the post office, there's no parking spots, and people are standing in line for well over an hour daily. That's all, thank you.
Thank you very much, appreciate it. Anybody else would like to talk to items unrelated to tonight's agenda? Is there anybody on Zoom?
No, there's no one.
Okay, thank you. With that, I'm gonna move on. There's nothing on the consent agenda. There's nothing on report of other officers, and that moves us to the mayor's report. Under the mayor's report tonight, filing for candidacy for the October 6, 2026 municipal election. The filing period to run for the assembly or board or commission seats for the Petersburg Borough ends on August 25th, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. Paperwork to file for candidacy is available on the borough website or at the front desk of the municipal building. And I would encourage anybody who's interested to submit their name and so we can put it on the ballot. Absentee and early voting information for municipal elections. Applications to request absentee ballots are available on the borough website or upstairs in the municipal building. Early voting will begin on September 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and downstairs in the municipal building. For more information on the election, go to www.petersburgak.gov and click on the orange banner at the top of the screen. And the last item that I want to talk about is the Alaska Department of Transportation. The borough has received a letter from the Alaska Department of Transportation in response to the borough assembly's correspondence regarding snow removal on sidewalks and the bike path. The letter is included in the packet and in the communication section of the packet, and DOT has advised that it will be providing an additional piece of equipment to assist with snow removal efforts this coming winter. That doesn't mean there's going to be additional personnel. They specifically say in the letter they're going to hold with personnel. So it'll become, we'll see how the snow goes and what happens. But we do appreciate the fact that now we do have equipment on board to be able to take care of some of those concerns. And with that, I'll turn it over to the manager for the manager's report.
Thank you, sir. Power and light personnel have finished installing the 13 new streetlights. The flag holders for the streetlights were shipped separately and should be arriving soon. The amount of light these fixtures throw across the street should make a big difference during winter months. Line crew has been very busy with utility locates, tree cutting, and removing obsolete equipment and line structures, as well as new services. Approximately 1,200 new meters have been ordered for the continued deployment of the new metering system. And Power and Light is moving forward with the implementation of the Civics Plus mass notification system. The system will provide a more effective way to quickly notify customers of outages, emergencies, planned work, and other important utility information through text, email, and other communication channels. More information will be coming shortly. Upon reopening the pool, Stephanie's been working with doing more thorough checks with the lifeguards, reminding them of their skill set to refresh their skills. If you're interested in becoming a lifeguard, please contact Scott Burt at the community center. Youth basketball at Parks and Rec is gearing up. Registration is now open on their website, or stop in to get registered. Support staff are always needed for scorekeeping and referees. Please contact Julie Anderson to sign up. Stephanie already did this, but I'll do it again. We'd like to remind trail visitors to be courteous of other users. Foot traffic only on City Creek Trail. And remember to leash and pick up after your pets at any public space per Petersburg Borough Municipal Code. Reminder to voters of the no wake zone outside all three harbors and responsibilities for wake damage on the owner operator. Please contact the harbor or police department if wake is noticed. Street crews assisted the water division in locating and repairing a water main leak on Haugen Drive. They're also preparing for another round of repairs on Singley Alley Bridge. Crane consultants are scheduled to certify the four-post lift, boom truck, shop bridge crane, and man lift. Second surplus equipment auction is forthcoming. Among other items, Public Works will be offering a Cat 950 wheel loader for sale. Sanitation staff are cross-training and other Public Works employees to provide coverage while short-staffed. And sanitation is also coordinating with Tonsgaard Construction to remove the scrap metal pile for recycling. ADEC's biannual landfill inspection is scheduled for September 10th. Another supply of bear straps has been ordered, and bear straps are available at Public Works and at the Baylor facility at no charge. Building maintenance staff transported obsolete equipment from the library to the landfill and delivered bins of books to the Baylor for recycling. They also refilled the museum fountain, inspected its pump, and repaired a toilet flange at the assisted living facility. Wastewater staff have been addressing pump failures, completing groundskeeping, and performing routine maintenance and minor repairs. The crew is also keeping up with routine laboratory work and daily operations. We continue to be critically understaffed and dispatched the PD, finance, and assisted living. We are hoping to finalize the PMEA union contract soon so negotiated increases in wages can be implemented. Jail had a surprise audit of our juvenile functions in the jail. We passed with no issues. And we continue to work with the hospital on the possibility of them helping us out with assisted living. We continue to have challenges with the costs and staffing. Water staff identified and isolated another serious leak on Haugen. Public Works crew repaired the line, reducing water loss by nearly 250,000 gallons per day. Plant is currently producing an average of 1.7 million gallons per day to meet demand. Western Dock and Bridge has completed the installation of the new Banana Point breakwater ahead of schedule. Thank you to the Petersburg Indian Association and the Denali Commission for the financial support that made this project possible. And Public Works will receive the Clearwell Replacement Project 65% design plans from GV Jones, Inc. The firm will also schedule an in-person visit to the water plant to gain additional information for the Clearwell Project. That's it, unless there's other questions.
Member Mucci?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Steve, for the report. I have two questions. Is there a, on the Public Works website, is there a list of the surplus equipment that is going to be auctioned?
Through the mayor, no, that auction has not been public yet, but okay. It should be any day now.
Okay, great. And the other question I had is, where are we on the union contract negotiations? What's the next step?
We are likely going to mediation, and we've reached out to the union to make sure they agree, and we'll start the process of hiring a mediator and going and scheduling that process.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the manager? Okay. Seeing none, I'm going to move then on then to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, we have ordinance 2026-15, an ordinance of the Assembly of the Petersburg Borough, Alaska, amending Title III of the Petersburg Borough Code of to establish nepotism standards for elected officials. This is the third and final reading. If approved in the three readings, this ordinance will amend Title III of the Petersburg Borough Code to establish nepotism standards for elected officials as required by the Borough Charter. The ordinance creates disclosure and recusal requirements when an elected official's family member has a substantial financial interest in a matter before the borough and prohibits participation in certain employment-related decisions involving family members. Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2026-15?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. A discussion. Any comments or questions from Assembly members? Okay. Hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll on ordinance 2026-15?
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
And ordinance 2026-15 passes unanimously with all six Assembly members present voting in the affirmative. Second item on the unfinished business is ordinance 2026-17, an ordinance of the Assembly of the Petersburg Borough, Alaska, establishing the Thomas Bay service area of the borough, providing for its governance and financing, and authorizing use of local improvement districts within the service area. And if approved in three readings, ordinance 2026-17 establishes the Thomas Bay service area within the Petersburg Borough and creates a new chapter in the Petersburg Borough Code defining its boundaries, services, and financing. The service area will include all property within ASLS 81-235, excluding the federally owned parcel, and would authorize the provisions of services such as fire and EMS, police, road construction and maintenance, and parks and recreation. This ordinance does not mandate a specific level of service. The level and form of services, if any, will be determined subsequently by the Assembly through the annually budgeting process. Because no voters reside within the proposed service area, its creation is based on the consent of the borough and the state of Alaska as the sole property owners within the area. A memo from Director Cabrera, a letter of consent from DNR, and a map of the areas are attached to this agenda item. Ordinance 2026-17 was unanimously approved in the first and second readings. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-17?
Make a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-17 as presented.
Second.
Moved by Member Newman. I think it was seconded by Member Mucci. Any questions? Okay, Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this is going to be a third reading, and I see that we have currently 154 lots over there. When will the process begin to, I guess, for the borough to pick the lots that they want to for strategic purposes, and how does that process work?
I'm going to relate that to Director Cabrera.
Well, so far, it's a pretty informal process through the mayor. I've emailed out to department heads to get them to start thinking about it. And probably right after this passes, I will contact them again and encourage them to think a little harder about it and start circling some properties. And then at some point, go back and talk to everybody and see why, you know, these properties are important. We don't exactly have a great, actually we have zero land use code outside of service area one. So this would probably be more of a policy thing, like we're gonna set these aside and not do anything with them than necessarily any kind of formal action that the Assembly is gonna take, so.
The other question I had is there is some verbiage in here about fire and EMS. Does that also include search and rescue? Is EMS rolled into that? Or search and rescue rolled into that?
Yes, and typically the reason search and rescue is singled out is usually when they are operating in their capacity as search and rescue, they're doing so under the authorization of the Alaska State Troopers, which are by state law the de facto incident commanders for those types of incidences. So yes, they would be able to operate out there as well.
Great, thank you.
Other questions for Director Cabrera? Okay, a follow-up to that of Member Mucci's question. At some point in the future, once that information is put together, since this is our first go at creating a service area, it would probably be worthwhile at some point, maybe this fall or winter, to have a workshop between the staff and the Assembly so that we can all walk through this together, see where we're at. And with that, would the clerk please call the roll on Ordinance 2026-17?
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. And Ordinance 2026-17 passes unanimously with all six members voting in the affirmative. Moving on then, Ordinance 2026-18, an ordinance amending Chapter 4.13, 4.16, 4.20, 4.27, and 14.18 of the former City of Petersburg Code to account for borough formation. This is the third reading. This ordinance will update the Petersburg Municipal Code by removing outdated provisions, consolidating utility extension requirements into a single chapter, and updating Cabin Creek Road use fees. The changes are intended to modernize the code language, clarify utility extension procedures, and better reflect current borough operations and costs. Ordinance 2026-18 was unanimously approved in the first and the second readings, as amended. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-18?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Member Valentine, seconded by Member Mucci. Do any questions or discussion from Assembly members? Member Newman.
Just got one question. This updating Cabin Creek road use fees, what is that?
I'm going to relate that back to our Public Works Director, Aaron.
We have road use fees between the Cabin Creek Dam at 6 Mile and the intersection of Reservoir Road, also known as the Dump Hill. That is for logging activities and resource extraction. The fees are outlined in the ordinance. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me, but it's per tonnage and per mile for and a charge for those trucks.
So this is just commercial use?
Yes.
Ah, I'm just curious. I wasn't aware of that. Interesting. Thank you.
It's never been implemented.
Been implemented?
No.
But it's there.
It is there.
We got it. We're updating it.
Any other questions for Assembly members? Seeing or hearing none, now would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
Yes.
Ordinance 2026-18 passes unanimously on the third reading. I'm going to move on now to new business. First item under new business is approval of election judges for October 6, 2026 municipal election. Clerk Regula requests Assembly approval of the following local residents willing to perform the duties of election officials for the Petersburg Borough Municipal Election. And they are Joe Bertinelli, Tim Chittenden, Angela Davis, Sally Dwyer, Susan Holmes, Karen Leatherman, Vanessa Martin, Carol Miller, Tracy Reed, Tina Sakamoto, Bev Sykes, Barb Steltz, Julianne Thompson, and Sina Warhatch. Do I have a motion to approve the election official judges for the October 6, 2026 municipal election?
So moved.
Second.
And moved by Member Valentine, seconded by Member Newman. Any discussion from Assembly members? Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll on the approval of the election judges?
Mayor Lynn.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger has a comment.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Member Stanton Greger.
Thank you, Mayor Lynn. It's a little challenging because I can't raise my hand tonight. But no, I just wanted to take time to thank all of the people who want to be election workers. We can't have a successful local election without local election workers. So thank you to everybody.
Okay. Now, we can, would you please call the roll?
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin? Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
Yes.
Okay. And the all the officials that were on the list there are approved to participate as judges in the October 6, 2026 municipal election. Moving on to the item B under that, the canvas and certification of municipal election. Clerk Regula requests that the Assembly select the date to canvass and certify the results of the October 6th municipal election in accordance with Petersburg Borough Code Section 2.36.050, which requires certification to occur within 7 days of the election. To meet this deadline, a special meeting is recommended for Friday, October 9th at noon. Do I have a motion to approve that Friday, October 9th at noon for canvassing of the municipal election?
So move.
Okay. Moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Newman. Discussion. Would the clerk please call the roll on setting that as the date for canvassing the election?
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
And that canvassing of the certification of the municipal election has been approved and is set for Friday, October 9th at noon. And all six members present voted in the affirmative. Item C, and this is a request of mine to reschedule the December assembly meeting. I request the assembly meeting on December from Monday, December 7th, 2026 at 12 p.m. to Monday, December 14th at 12 p.m. due to the clerk's attendance at the Alaska Association of Municipal Clerks in a conference in Anchorage. Do I have a motion to reschedule the December assembly meeting?
So move.
Second.
Again, moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. Any discussion on rescheduling that meeting? Would the clerk please call the roll on rescheduling the first meeting in December?
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stan Gregor?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. And the meeting for the first meeting in December is rescheduled for December 14th, 2026 at 12 noon. With that, next item is communications. Correspondence that has been received since July 30th is included in this packet and is online. With that, I'm going to move on then to assembly discussion items. And the first item under this is what I'll call bear and garbage issues. And I'll start this, and both Member Mucci and I were in attendance. We had asked for a meeting with the parties that are involved, both Alaska Department of Game and Fish, and with the Chief of Police, with the true wildlife trooper, Cody Lister. And we had the school present, and we had our public works director and assistant were present, our manager was present, and we went through some of the issues related to the bear issue. I'll start it, and then I'm going to turn it over to Member Mucci here. But the first item, I think everybody was present feels strongly that this is going to probably be as bad or maybe even worse bear year of bears moving around than we've seen in last year. And with that, we talked considerably about the bear scraps. We've talked about quite a number of items, but I'm going to turn this over now to Member Mucci and let him give his kind of summary of where we ended up, what we discussed, yeah. If I could.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I talked to several people who were there, and they said that they were pleasantly surprised on how it went. I mean, it seemed like there was a room full of people who understood there's kind of an issue out there, and it seemed to me like people were looking to figure out how to work together to work at this proactively as opposed to reactively. It sounded like when there were some garbage cans that were looked like there could be a mess, I think there's going to be effort by the Fish and Wildlife Trooper and the police department to ask people, show people what bear straps are and see if they're interested in having a couple and putting them on and see how they work. I was very encouraged by it. I also had the opportunity of spending some time with Public Works Director Aaron Morrell on Friday, and I got some more information on my education on the garbage trucks and how they all work and how they could work within the community. It sounds like they have enough of the 96-gallon or the 64-gallon garbage cans that they might be able to come up with some type of proactive plan of seeing how it would be to place a few of those in some high bear traffic areas so people would be able to, if they couldn't get to the dump, to dump their household refuge for free to put them into those kind of containers. And it sounds like both of the garbage trucks, number 3 and number 117, both have the capacity to grab those things and shake them into the truck. And that might be a partial solution for this issue. I was really encouraged by it. Director Morrell, he had some good ideas, and I'm hoping that him and Steve can kind of figure out a way to make this happen, maybe just in a prototype issue, just to see how it works in a few neighborhoods, just to make sure people aren't taking advantage of it. I remember being at the Harbor Master Shack and watching a video of somebody trying to dump a sofa in that garbage can over there. And, you know, we don't, they're there for household refuge if you can't get to the dump, but it might be a possibility of seeing how we can, you know, I'm all about being proactive on stuff. And so I'm pretty encouraged that we've got some people who understand. They don't want to be heavy-handed with fines and stuff, but just some public education about what's out there. And the bear traps, the bear straps take about 15 minutes to put on. And I've put on 3 of them, one for myself and one each for my son-in-laws. And it doesn't take very much. It's a couple tools and they're on. And whether or not they can keep a bear out of there, it's a start. And I was really encouraged. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I was also very, give a lot of kudos to the school, because that's one of the areas where we've had some very problems with bears getting into those big garbage containers. And the school has taken a proactive approach, putting and with our help, putting different kind of container lids and stuff on them. So I think that's going to help significantly. Two things to follow up on. One is that what the group talked about is that there is essentially a line, I'll call it, of the bear movement through the community. And it comes across on, and I was surprised, comes across on the southeast side and moves to the north from there. And those are the first areas that are affected. The other thing we talked about was looking at the possibility for a short period of time of putting the major large containers in certain parts of the community. What I was surprised at was the cost of those. They were $200,000, I believe. I think, Aaron, we talked about for each one of those containers. And right now we don't have $200,000. So some of the other ideas that popped up, I think, are worth trying before we go to that kind of an expense. And the other thing I heard was we didn't have the equipment to be able to move much more than what we're doing now with the present lifters and stuff we have. And with that, I'll just add, would a Public Works Director, do you have anything to add or change what we've said?
Just a correction on the large dumpsters, like you see at the harbor, those are approximately $20,000 a piece.
Way off.
We have one truck that's able to move those containers, and we share that truck with mostly the water department. They do water deliveries to folks off the water system with that truck. So this time of year, when it's hot and we don't get any rain, that truck is very busy. Each of those dumpsters takes between 45 minutes and an hour from the time you pick it up and take it to the dump and you weigh it, empty it, and then take it back down and put it where you got it. So it's very time consuming.
Thank you. Any questions on this issue before I move on? Member Martin?
Yeah, I think maybe we could agree to give a little permission to Public Works or the sanitation to try a few things. You know, if it doesn't go well, at least you tried. I'm not gonna have any consequences for putting a little risk out there, trying something new. Thanks.
Okay, if there isn't any other comments here, I'm gonna move on. Next item is the sales tax revenue report, and this item was requested by Member Mucci.
Yep, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't have much to say about this. I was just curious about what the sales tax revenue has been since the passage of the sales tax when it was revoked. And I just wanted to see what it has done over the last several months. And I don't have a lot to add, but I just wanted the assembly to see it, and to, so that when you're talking to the community members about what we're seeing right now and sales tax revenue and maybe some changes that could come by the October election, that's the only reason it's in there. So thank you.
Would the manager like to address what the sales tax has done since our passage of?
I can.
Please.
And these are rough numbers. I mean, it takes, you know, a year or two to kind of settle in and make sure the numbers are right. But the estimate is if the initiative passes, we'll lose about $350,000 to $400,000 in revenue, which we'll have to deal with, you know, in other places. And again, that's an estimate. And, you know, this could be a good year, so that makes it look worse than it is. In a slow year, it might be less than that. But if you look at how the trend that Jody put together in the graph that she gave you, it's in that neighborhood, so $350,000 to $400,000.
Back to Member Valentine, does that answer your question, or did you?
It was. I was asking if it was about the senior sales tax specifically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. That was my question.
Thank you. Other comments or questions from Assembly members? Okay, I'm going to move on to next item is the Scalpay project schedule, and this item again was requested by Member Mucci.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I had been in discussion with Taylor in 13 Marine about, you know, maybe extending the lease, this, that, the other. And I was just trying to get a better understanding of the actual, what was going to start happening in December. And it helped me out quite a bit. I didn't know if things were going to be maybe not happening in the fall and winter, but according to the schedule I've seen and the people I've talked to, they've got a pretty hard deadline about moving forward with that project. So that's what it's there for. Thank you.
Member Valentine.
In this discussion, am I allowed to ask questions of the audience?
Yeah. No, I would prefer, let me go back. I would like, Director Cabrera is in the back. Talk for a minute about when we put the contract out. Once the contract's out, then we have liabilities begin to show up for us if we allow other uses. Do you want to address that a little bit?
Sure. So we're in the process of doing the bid documents, and currently the bid documents don't have any impediments to construction. So the contractor has, you know, the site is cleared. That's what we're putting in our bid documents. So if we were to change that after it goes out, and we're scheduled to go to bid September 22nd, then in order to accommodate anything differently, we would have to do a change order. And once you do a change order in a contract, I can't tell you if that change order is going to be $5,000 or $500,000. And I don't necessarily have a source of funding. I don't have a source of funding to accommodate a new change order. So this would be outside of any contract that we would do to make these accommodations. Beyond that, I think you should think about what that would entail a little bit. Providing access through the middle of a yard from where 13 Marine is located to the ramp, we're going to be excavating that whole area. You know, there's buried conduit, electrical conduit in there. There's buried concrete tanks. We're going to be digging it out and then grading it about 18 inches higher than what it is now. So to change all of that and force a contractor to change how they're going to do the project, I would just say it's not going to be a small dollar figure to do that.
Thank you. Now, let's say that, well, actually, to go to my original question, am I allowed to ask people of the...
No, I prefer we not
okay,
go there.
Sounds good. Then the question then is, if the lease is terminated, could 13 Marine then talk to the contractors outside of us on their own, No, they cannot.
You have to pay. You're going to have to pay a lot, is the bottom line here.
But if we already terminated their lease, right? Oh, I guess like they would have to move all the stuff, right? Right, right, right.
Yes.
Okay. Over here.
Yeah, and this is Member Newman.
Is there any reason why we can't delay this by 6 months? What is coming behind this initial process?
Cost. Every month we delay, the cost goes up. So we've been waiting for 2 years for the federal government to release the funds. And in that time, every time I get a cost estimate, it's several hundred thousand dollars more. So if you want to keep paying more, then we delay. But you have to say where the money is coming from. And I can't tell you how much it is because it just goes back to the engineer who comes back with a new cost estimate and it's more expensive.
So what's coming behind this initial project? What's the next phase of it? And when does that begin?
We will be having acceptance of the grant award before the assembly, either September 7th or the 21st, and release, go out to bid September 22nd, hopefully open bids October 27th, and award contract, or have the assembly award a contract November 16th, with the idea of starting the construction project December 1st.
No, I meant this project, this phase of the entire project, this work that we're doing, the reason they're leaving, and all the rock work we're doing, all the whole infrastructure for the pad, like the main pad itself. What's after that? Do we have the funding for that yet?
You mean the harbor part?
Like this initial phase of Rock and Road or Reed Brothers Construction doing what they're going to do, or yeah, they have to move. What's after that? After they complete their project?
We complete the whole project.
No, not, yeah, just the reason for them to move before they can move back.
Through the mayor, when we finish the project, when the ramp is operational and the project is substantially complete, yeah, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, but are we moving on to another phase with this project as a whole, or?
As far as a future phase, that would be, I think what the harbor's proposed is a harbor out there. But at this point, we're a couple of years from even the feasibility study being done to build a basin out there.
So we're just speaking about this initial bid contract that's going to go out in November.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that last question?
I said we're just talking about this initial bid for this initial project, and then there's really nothing that's going to happen out there for 2 or 3 years after that.
Right, but the initial bid for this project is, you know, that entire haul out, right? Yeah, the washdown pad, the ramp, all new electrical, all new water, all new sewer.
And can we, do you have a ballpark number that we're hoping that this project will cost?
Yeah, $15 million.
That alone is $15 million.
Yes.
So by delaying it 6 months, you say it'll go up several hundred thousand dollars. How do we know that?
I know that because every time I get a cost estimate from the engineer, which is every year or every few months, it goes up a couple hundred thousand dollars. That's how I know.
That's just the last few years. Normal planning.
Well, no, it's not normal, but that's what's happening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've checked it more than once.
Yeah, several times. So every few months, every 6 months, I've gotten some at 6 month intervals. I've gotten some at year intervals. It does never ever go down. It only goes up.
Weren't we hoping that was going to come in under bid though? I thought that was talked about.
I mean, we could hope all we want, but at the end of the day, it's going to be what the contractors bid. And I have to go with the engineer's cost estimate, and I have to have that much money in place plus contingency in case something happens that we don't foresee so that we have enough money to pay the contractors. So I can't have less money than what the engineer's proposing in the cost estimate, right? Yeah. But until the bid comes in, But that's our best guess, right? And I have to have that much available.
Correct.
And okay, hope understood. That it comes in no more than, right?
Just had to ask the questions.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I mean, it took me a minute to understand what you were asking.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand. You know, just trying to figure out what are the negative consequences of delaying this by 6 months to accommodate, you know, sure. a local vendor.
I mean, if
it has to be asked.
I get it, you know, I don't love it, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's why I'm asking hard questions because, you know, yeah. it has a direct impact on local business. And so, you know,
what
we got to ask that question.
Yeah, as a follow-up to that, what are the sideboards that on that grant? Do we have a particular set of rules, and I know we do, that we have to follow in order not only awarded, but a time period and et cetera? If you want to address that for just a minute, if you would, please.
Sure, I think we're scheduled to be completed, substantially complete December of 28 with the project. And then we have to close out, I think we're scheduled to close out, I think the grant 6 months after that.
Member Martin,
how many do you anticipate one contractor handling all of this and subbing out the trades, basically, or how does that?
That work? Is my sincere hope. That's the way it's going to be put out to bid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sincere hope is that it's local bidders.
Okay. Well, my sympathies were I had a lot more sympathy when I thought, well, we could just delay the grading of the actual site underneath the building, but I hadn't thought about access and hadn't really thought about it at all for some reason. But providing access through the construction site does seem like something that would have a price tag on it. And not knowing what that is, in addition to the going back and grading the site under the building, I'm concerned that this is going to have a substantial price tag if it can even be known. So I become much more reluctant. And I'm really sorry about that.
And that, if I remember, that also ties to, since we'll have the Washtown pad and it'll be tied to our current, you know, water and sewer system too as part of that construction contract. So all that's also a reason that needs to be, I'm not sure where we have to go back to the main highway or how, what it has to be done or.
Through the mayor, it's actually close to the entrance near where the existing fire hall is. That's where we're gonna go back to. But the line has to run all the way to the washdown pad and then comes back to be able to feed to different locations to the fire hydrants and stuff, because we'll have a pump at the washdown pad. So it runs throughout the whole, it's going to run through the whole site.
Thank you. Other questions for Member Martin?
I just wanted to say, I know it's frustrating, but this isn't an action item, so we're not going to make any decisions here. But if you have anything to add to what we've talked about, feel free to communicate that with us. We'd like to hear it. So.
Thank you. Other questions? Okay, I'm going to move on to the next item, Sanitation Department Vehicle Replacement Plan. Again, this was requested by Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. When we were talking at the Bear meeting about garbage cans and or garbage trucks, I kind of got the impression that whatever we were going to do with garbage cans related to Bears, that we might not have the proper equipment to do that. And I had since talked to Director Morrell, and he got me all squared away, and I'm fine with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from other assembly members on? Okay, hearing none. I'll move on to Senior Services Overview. Again, this is an item requested by Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I appreciate your patience. You know, with the senior citizens' sales tax exemption going to be on the October ballot, I was just curious what senior services that the borough provides. And Director Lopez was able to give me a pretty thorough list of all the stuff that the borough provides. And it's there in your packet if you're interested and you need to respond,
questions from the community, but it was very informative for me because several of them I didn't know were in existence. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Other questions from assembly members? Okay, I'm going to move on. Are there any recognitions? Okay, hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Aye.